Good afternoon. I'm just going to give you a brief update on the work of the IMAS Review Board and what we've been considering over, I think, the last 8 months or so. So there was a meeting at the beginning of this week. The IMAS Review Board has adopted an IMAS on IED defeat. It has adopted an IMAS on building clearance related to IEDs. It will adopt in May remotely the third IMAS associated with IEDs, which is on risk management. So this really means that essentially the three IMASs associated with improvised explosive devices will be complete by the middle of the year and will go to the steering group and on to the interagency consultative group. So just to remind people, when an IMAS is approved by the review board, it becomes operative. So the IED IMASs that have been approved by the review board are now in force, but there is a process of getting them through a final series of meetings for them to have the word draft removed, but they are operative as of now. The other IMAS that was adopted on Monday was on information management. There were some adjustments made to land release, and these will be finalized in May. And there was also some adjustments made to mine risk education as associated with improvised explosive devices. And it really, what it means is that by May this year, six IMASs related to improvised explosive devices will have been completed and will go through the process of being adopted and then up to the interagency consultative group and being formalized in the system. So essentially, the IED piece, if you like, is almost finished in terms of the not of the work on the ground, but in terms of basically the documents and the IMAS. We are also going to work on a victim assistance IMAS. It is, in fact, the gap that we have in the lexicon of IMASs. That will be developed, chaired by HI, over the next 12 months. We're also going to do a rewrite on the medical IMAS, and again, that'll be the work of this year. Just to go back, in November and December, we took a series of IMASs that have been pending in draft for quite some time through the steering group and then up into the IACG. So we managed to get 10 IMASs that had been sitting on the website in a draft format to be fully approved. So I think if you go on to the IMAS website that is managed by the Geneva Centre, you will find that there is very few IMASs that have draft written on them. So they were land release, storage, handling of explosives, quality management, accreditation, monitoring, a guide to IMAS, environmental management, and so on. Just finally, the interagency consultative group has authorized a review of the governance of IMAS, and that is basically the structure, access to it, how the inclusiveness of the process. So I would say to anybody in the room, if you hold strong views on IMAS and you want to be part of a consultative process, then please contact me directly or the secretary of the IMAS board in the Geneva Centre. And finally, with 25 seconds to go, the International Mine Action Standards process relies on the engagement of donors, national authorities, NGOs, but it also relies very heavily on the work and support given by the Geneva Centre, and it would be almost impossible to do it without them. Thank you very much.